This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined as always in studio with Zach, the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, man? It feels like, you know, we've opened up a lot of shows like this recently by starting saying, you know, it seems like it's been forever since we did a show.
Yeah.
We got preempted like four or five times because of the tech game. So anybody who heard last week's show air, it was like 7 weeks old, just so you know.
Look, we couldn't escape this. This was a whole problem. We fought tooth and nail to try to get the show on the air, and despite all of our best efforts, we pretty much got totally shut down.
You know, we're doing the best we can, and the bottom line is we are here, we're live tonight, and we're glad to be here. So starting off the show, I want to say, did you really tell me to turn my phone off and then yours just vibrated on the table?
Okay, vibration is different from actual noise, Kevin. Like, it didn't produce a ringtone, is what I was saying.
If it wasn't audible, I wouldn't have known that it happened, Zach.
Okay, well, you have, like, superhuman hearing. That's why you're in the radio business. You wear headphones all day. You're used to this stuff. Of course you caught it from across the room. Normal people wouldn't.
You're in the radio business, too.
Yeah, well, you're right, and I did hear it, and I put it in my pocket, so I'm sorry.
All right, well, I'm a little bit pissed right now. Just something I wanted to start the show with. Maybe some other people can relate to this on some level. I don't know. Yesterday was the Back to the Future Day thing.
Yes.
Which, honestly, I thought was kind of cool. I was excited about it.
I was, too.
As a fan of the movie, it's kind of cool to be like, ooh, we're in the day from Back to the Future.
I was a little torn about the whole thing because I was one of those people that I was a fan forever. So suddenly when BuzzFeed and every other website's like, ooh, hey, we can generate clickbait by, you know.
Oh, you're talking about
capitalizing
these
on
fair-weather
Back to the Future
fans.
Yeah.
Speaking of capitalizing on fans,
yeah.
I want to talk about all the douchebags who went and swiped up every single copy of USA Today today, preventing real true fans like us from having one. Now, I thought I was totally golden. For our listeners who don't know, by the way, this is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. You know, intros and how to hear us. We'll get to all that later. Don't worry about it. I figured I would be totally fine. USA Today... If you remember, okay, let's just start from the very beginning. Back to the Future came out in 1989.
Yeah.
And in the movie, they travel 30 years into the future to where we are right now.
Right. October 21st, 2015.
Yeah, to prevent some plan, and Marty's son is on the cover of USA Today in the movie. So they recreated that on the actual USA Today on the day it came out in the movie.
Right. It was the front cover sheet of USA Today.
Right. Front cover. USA Today, a $2 publication.
Super cheap.
Yeah. A publication that probably hasn't sold a bunch of issues since 1989.
It's probably why they came up with this whole thing, to try to sell more issues.
And I'm sure I'm sure it was a triumphant success on that front.
Right.
So I figured I work in a building in Dallas that has several towers and a hotel. In my head, I'm thinking there's little newsstands or small areas that people could not have, you know, gone through yet. If I get there nice and early, I can snag a copy of one of these.
It'll be a breeze.
Yeah, it'll be a breeze. I come in by where the gym is in one of the buildings, and there's a little tiny, like, standing cafe newsstand type thing.
Sure.
And the day before, I'd been in there thinking that maybe it was the 21st that these things came out.
That's kind of what it seemed like. That's whenever articles came out, it was today, yeah.
And they made it
turned
it
out
seem
to be
like
tomorrow,
it.
Yeah.
So I went in there, and there are stacks and stacks and stacks of USA Today's, but it's just a normal USA Today. So I was like, okay, this sucks. That's not what I want. I guess it's tomorrow. And then I found out that it was actually tomorrow. So today I get there 9 o'clock in the morning, should be plenty early, to the little side newsstand in the building where I come in by the door.
Same place.
Yeah.
Stacks of USA Today's.
Yeah, and the boxes where the stacks were empty.
Cleaned
vacant,
out.
Vacant.
Yeah. Of course.
As if a tornado just swept through and picked up every single one.
Yeah.
And I said, do you guys have any USA Today's left? And they said, nope, somebody came here and bought every single one all at once. Capitalizing on us fans, I went on eBay and bought a USA Today for $15 and paid shipping just because I have to have one of these.
Yeah.
And these people are totally capitalizing on that. They know that we're going to pay for it.
It sucks. All right. Honestly, I'm jealous that I couldn't do the same thing and buy one on eBay. I would pay that price for it, maybe even more.
I just want to have one.
I know. It's so cool. It's like a movie prop that you can just go out and buy in a store that's like feels genuine.
I want to have two. If they had a stack of them, I'll admit I would have bought, you know, probably five, but not to be a douche. Like a couple of my close friends, I would have been like, dude, I got one for you. Like,
that's
you can
exactly
have
what
one.
I thought, yeah.
And then I would have kept two. One just to kind of have on my coffee table, and then I would have framed one. God, we sound like dorks right now.
I really wanted to frame one, too.
I really want to frame one. Well, I'm going to frame the one I get, but who knows what kind of condition this thing's going to be in.
Oh, it's going to be so beat up.
It's going to be a mess.
You'll be lucky if it even actually comes with the Back to the Future cover. What if it's just the issue?
Just the USA Today?
Yeah.
From, yeah.
You complain to eBay, and they're like, well, that sucks, but you know.
They're like, this was actually the evening edition of USA Today for October 22nd, 2015.
If it was the evening edition, shouldn't it say gang jailed?
That's a good point.
Yes, because it changes in the movie.
Because they're arrested. Yeah. Okay, we got to move on a little bit.
Yeah, we got to get past the Back to the Future
thing. We can't spend our whole first segment
talking about
Back to the Future. It's just, I'm a little hurt.
It sucks too.
A little bit.
It absolutely does.
As always, I forgot to look at my clock here. Hold on 2 seconds.
I wasn't like a Back to the Future fan that just came out of nowhere like everybody else. It just came out of the woodwork when it's Back to the Future Day. No, I liked it always.
Not because it's trendy. Like, this is something that's near and dear to my heart that I enjoyed my entire childhood.
Exactly. And I wanted one of those USA Todays. I wanted it so bad.
I wanted it so bad.
I ruined my whole day not getting one.
I thought it was funny when we were talking and we were complaining about this a little bit before the show tonight. And we said, not only did we not get one, I didn't even get to see one.
No. It's like it didn't even happen.
Everywhere I went, it was like just gone. Yep. Like it never existed.
It could have been an April Fool's hoax for all I know. Like I never actually saw one.
I may never even get one in the mail for the $15 I got.
May just not show up. Yeah. Oh, God. I wanted one of those so bad, dude.
All right. So we have a ton of stuff to get to tonight. I have a lot to talk about. We have Zach's news. To be honest, I didn't do a lot of show prep. I don't really know what's coming up after this break. I'll have to figure that out during the break. But we do have a guest we're going to talk to for just a little bit, Josh Schremiello. He's kind of a local. He's a character here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I've seen him dressed up as Batman. I've seen him creating apps. He does all kinds of stuff. He's going to talk with us for a little bit on the phone, and then we're going to get him live in studio next week to talk about all kinds of stuff. So that's exciting. And then everything else, I'm going to have to figure out during the break because I don't know. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants here this week.
Did you say dressed up as Batman?
Yeah, he dressed up as Batman.
Which bat suit?
I don't remember.
Was it just like a generic one?
It was one of the less than favorable ones, like not one that I would want to be in. Like if I was ever going to, if I had to dress up as Batman for something, I would either want to be the Tim Burton or the Christian Bale. His looked more along the lines of an Adam West, but I don't know. That's something I can ask him on the phone and we can confirm.
The Adam West is always the go-to Batman outfit because it's easily the easiest.
By the way, we're on Periscope right now. I think there's only like one person watching us, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You had mentioned on Periscope, or maybe it wasn't, maybe it was just to me, that you had some kind of news, something you wanted to tell me about?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it sexual related?
No.
Is it hemorrhoid related?
No, it's
mine's gone, by the way.
It's show prep related. Is it really?
Yeah, completely gone.
Nice. I haven't had any trouble from mine.
I don't get it. How do you not investigate that?
What do you...
Well, I mean, like, every time I'm showering, I like to get really clean. So, like, I soap my whole body, and then I soap, like, including my butt crack and the undercarriage region. Like, I want to make sure I get all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, if it's still there, I'll
I mean, I do that, but I don't really go, you know, poking around down there. I'm not looking for anything specific. I'm not probing.
Well, then you probably didn't have the external sticking out.
No,
you would have noticed.
Yeah, see, that's my thing. I think I would have noticed. I heard about a guy.
If you're getting your fingers anywhere near your beehole, you would have noticed.
Yeah, no, there was a guy I worked with at Barnes & Noble one day who was there, and that thing burst, and he had to go home.
See, I've heard of that happening, which seems like a horror film to me.
Yeah.
But
he was bleeding a lot.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
He said he was at
work. He was just working and it happened?
Yeah, he like, he you know, he's bending down, scanning barcodes on DVDs or something, and got back up and realized something was wrong, went to the bathroom, and took a little TP to the back, and it was just straight red, straight blood.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and he went running out, pants around his ankles. No, he pulled his pants up. And, he went and found the manager and like just flat out explained, like, dude, I got to go home. And the manager said, why? And he's like, because I'm bleeding from my, you know. My backside.
That's as good as an excuse as any.
Yeah, and of course the manager's like, yep, that's good enough for me. Go home.
Yeah.
You're set.
Please,
so.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Go.
That never happened to me,
fortunately. Vacate this business as fast as possible.
Or you. That would be a horrible story.
No, I never had anything like that. So quick, before we get a break, tell me what you got. What's going on?
What do you mean? What do I got?
What's your news?
Oh, no, my news was about the show. That's why it was in show prep.
Well, we still got a couple of minutes left, so go ahead.
My news is that the news I have for the show isn't weird news like I always do. It's been a little while since we recorded a show, so I decided I'd just kind of go for more mainstream stories and things we could touch on that we could voice our opinions, even though what they are what you would consider old.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's do 1 minute. Going into before we have about a minute before we have to go to break. Tell me, let's talk about the Playboy thing a little bit.
Exactly. That's really the big one. That's really the whole thing.
I mean, I know it's a bit old now. Like, what? It's not that old. It's like 10 days old. But it's something that if you have a show called The Status Bro, how are you not going to talk about that?
Playboy's not doing nudes anymore. And I don't know how I feel about it. The publication will still feature provocative but non-nude photos. Like,
what's
Maxim.
The point?
Yeah, they're going to be PG-13. I'm like, well, that...
If I was sitting here drinking a non-alcoholic beer, would that still be the status, bro?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. A beer without alcohol, the status, bro, without beer, those are not legit. That's not something that was tailored for men, that was created in the good old-fashioned sense of America that now you're absolutely destroying.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's it. Rant is over.
Did you know they don't have nudity on their website?
Yeah, I did know that.
See, I didn't know that. And apparently...
okay with that.
What their statistics claim, one of the biggest reasons behind this whole thing is that they quadrupled their number of unique users per month once they took out nudity from the website. And they think that'll work on the magazine. I don't believe it. I thought they took nudity out of the website and it was cool because they still had it in the magazine. That was the whole thing. Go buy the magazine and you get the goods. But if you take the goods out of the magazine, I mean... People use the articles as an excuse for flipping through the magazine. They say, oh, yeah, I was reading the articles. But of course, that's not true. You were looking at the babes.
Of course, no matter what people think, we are not totally sexist. We're not pigs. We're not animals on this show. We are progressive, forward-thinking guys. But Playboy was providing something, even in this era, years and years and years after it's been out, that you still couldn't get anywhere else. There are plenty of cool guys' magazines.
Agreed.
You have... Maxim, even to some extent, a lot of the gaming magazines are cool guys' mags.
Oh, I would argue something like Mad Magazine is a classic.
It's still pretty cool.
Even though it's not as cool as it used to be, but it's still awesome.
But there's only one where you could get the coolest guy stuff and see naked chicks, and nobody was looking at it for pure exploitation. It's not a porn mag. Playboy was done in a classy, elegant kind of way.
And that's what people don't understand.
It really was. It was like the classiest way to look at naked women while also being an awesome guys' magazine with cool information and good articles, and that's something that is being absolutely decimated with this new business model.
And I feel like the reason people don't really subscribe to Playboy right now is because when you go out and tell people, I'm reading Playboy, or you buy a Playboy, people look down on you for it because it's next to magazines like Hustler.
And that's what's kind of cool about it in a way.
But
but
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
There's this people just have it wrong.
They get a little more anatomical. In the other ones. So it's a little over the top.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to tell you what we have coming up next, but I don't really know. We're kind of winging it. I'm going to have Josh Stramiello on. We're going to do Zach's News. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. Sometimes crude, often juvenile, but always honest. You're listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190. Hey, yeah.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
Before the break, we were talking about taking the nudes out of Playboy. You know, I got a little fired up about it. This is something I'm very passionate about. I do a show that's dedicated to guy issues, and this directly relates to it. Now, was I around for the golden age of Playboy and Playboy nudes? No. But does that mean it doesn't touch me personally? No. It bothers me on many levels.
Yeah, you're concerned. I am too. Why wouldn't you be?
Which reminds me of a guest that I'm going to bring on here in just a second. I want him to weigh on this as well, because he has something I really want our listeners to hear about. Because I know a lot of them may think, especially our female demographic, assume, hey, these guys are a bunch of scumbags and pigs. They're on The Status Bro talking about chicks. They're obviously sexist and gross.
That's like par for the course.
I don't think that's totally true. We do try to do some good with our broadcasting capabilities and our...
We're not intentionally bad guys.
No, I don't think we're bad guys at all. I'm still mad about the Back to the Future thing. I really wanted one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, right, you're upset about that.
Without wasting any more time, let's go ahead and bring our guest on the line for just a minute. I'm going to tease him, though. He's not going to be on fully. We're going to get him for a couple of minutes, and then next week we're going to get him live in studio. Josh Stramiello, the founder of many apps. You've seen him all over the place. He's kind of a crazy guy here in Dallas, a little bit out there. You may have seen him a couple weeks ago dressed up as Batman giving a speech for 3 minutes, but now you're about to hear him on our show. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, man? Great to be on.
It is great to have you. Now, I want people to know, real quick, before we get into anything, what do you think about them taking nudes out of Playboy?
I mean, personally, I didn't even know Playboy was still around, so that shocks me. You know, I can't imagine somebody buying pornography or a paper magazine. So, I mean, it doesn't really affect my life. That would be my answer.
But you see, your opinion there, I think, is a little bit off, only because Playboy is not what I would consider a porn magazine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I literally haven't looked at a Playboy in, like, maybe 10 years, I think.
You know, in Josh's defense, I'll admit, I don't remember the last time I looked at a Playboy before I started working at iHeartMedia and there were Playboys laying around.
But had you looked at them before?
Yeah.
I had looked at them before.
Why'd you look at them?
Because it's something I wasn't supposed to look at.
Exactly.
That's what makes it cool.
That's the whole thing.
If it's something a kid can pick up at the grocery store and thumb through, then it's not Playboy anymore.
No.
It's become something...
It's pointless.
Yeah, it's tragically skewed. It's not what it used to be. And that bums me out.
The last time I can remember looking at a Playboy, I was in high school and I was on a plane. And I was in one of those convenience stores at the airport and it was like behind the...
You had to pull down the plastic
like the
or...
Black, kind of- Yeah, like behind the black band. And I was like, oh, it's got to be something good if it's behind the black band. I think this is the last time I touched one of those. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's true. That was back when sometimes they'd have boobs on the covers and you could like pull down the plastic and see a little bit. I remember one time my buddy and I, we just really were dying to get a glimpse at a porn. So we went into, I don't even know if they have them anymore. It was a Books a Million in the mall.
No, they don't have Books a Million.
I don't think they have Books a Million anymore. So we went in and we knew that where the money was the penthouse. Penthouse had the goods. We're like, dude, this is stuff we are not supposed to see.
Right.
This is gnarly. This is what we want to look at. So I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I don't even know what it is. It's an enormous magazine called Shutterbug. Zach, you worked at a Barnes & Noble. Did you ever see a Shutterbug?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's like a really big magazine. So we had this like brilliant plan where we grabbed a Shutterbug and a Penthouse and casually went like in an aisle and ripped open the magazine and put it inside the Shutterbug. So then it looks like we're thumbing through a Shutterbug because, of course, two 16-year-old boys would be in a Books a Million thumbing through a Shutterbug when nobody even knows what that is.
Yeah, I think most of them would just steal it. You actually like, stayed in the bookstore to thumb through a mag.
I don't know. I think stealing is a whole nother level of
deviant
behavior.
Yeah,
where just looking at the porn
that being
was
said,
a little more innocent.
I wouldn't do that in a store, but I mean, Josh did it in an airport. You did it in a Books a Million. Maybe.
Yeah.
Missing out.
Maybe. You never did that once? You never used a...
Not in public in a store, no.
A literature retail outlet to get a glimpse at some boobs?
A literature retail outlet. No, I missed out on that.
All right, Josh, I'm sorry. I don't want to waste your time, man. I want people to know what they're going to get from you when they come on next week. Tell them a little bit about you, your background. You're kind of an entrepreneur here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Sure. You know, I was in law school. I was in my last semester of law school. I was 3 months away from being an attorney. And I went out partying on a Friday night, stayed out till about 4 a.m., came back to my place, decided not to go to sleep, was watching Shark Tank at about 7 in the morning on a Saturday, saw an app come on that I thought was bad. Mark Cuban sarcastically offered $30 million to buy the company.
Wow.
They said no, and I got so angry in my sleep-deprived, still probably buzz state.
Sure.
That I turned the television off and was like, I could do better. And I got a piece of paper out and I started writing down all the things I would do better. I got really excited about it. And about 6 hours after that, I dropped out of law school.
See, I love stories like this. I think Josh and I are kindred spirits in the way sort of that we're kind of over the top spontaneous guys.
Yeah, but I mean, he dropped out of school. It took you like 5 years.
Five, I think, is being conservative.
I'm being nice.
I went to college for like 9 years. Let's be honest, man. I enjoyed my time there. But Josh, really,
the company that produced Van Wilder, I think they're ripping off of your story.
That's exactly. I contributed to the writing of that film. So what I really want to talk about, I mean, once we get you in studio, we'll get you into all kinds of different conversation, but I want to let people know the app that we'll be talking about specifically, and we want to talk about it on our show because it's for a good cause, and we do try to do some good for the community. Tell us real quick a teaser for BevScore.
Yeah, so the idea that would probably be the most attractive to your audience is... So BevScore is meant to keep you safe in real life when you start by meeting someone online. So the most obvious example would be online dating. And, you know, your audience might not know that the average woman talks to 20 guys on online dating before she'll actually pick one to go meet.
Right.
And part of that process is there's a lot of trust issues when you're talking to someone online. So our app helps keep people safe by verifying the identity of both people before they get together. We also GPS track both phones. And we do a basic background check. And at the end of the meeting, you rate the other person and you say, yeah, this person made me feel safe. So for me, it's an opportunity. When I first moved to Dallas, I briefly used Tinder. I work too much now to use it, sadly. It's a big waste of time. But
oh, I think it's a lot of fun, but that's another topic for when you're in here next week.
Yeah, we could talk about that next week if you want. The guys who work for me, they use Tinder, so we'll probably bring them. They can talk about it.
Sounds great.
So when I was on Tinder, a girl would be like, oh, you seem great, but how do I know you're not a serial killer? And that came up more than you think. And, you know, I would say, well, I'm not a serial killer, but guess what a serial killer would say? Hey, I'm not a serial killer.
So
it really doesn't leave the poor girl, you know, or guy, I guess, if he was worried about it, with any additional information. So we want to get into that gap. We want to provide a way to say, hey, I'm a trustworthy guy, and for a girl to feel more safe for the meeting. We also do realtors, which is where the concept originally came from.
Right.
We focus on the real estate industry, and then we're also looking at Craigslist. So, you know, billions of dollars in consumer goods are sold on Craigslist. You have couches, you have dryers, used cars. And for a lot of the big ticket items, women won't use it because they don't want to sell their couch because they don't want strangers to come to their house to see the couch. They don't want to sell their washer and dryer because they don't want strangers to come to their house and see the washer and dryer.
Right, you're letting strangers into your home. I mean, it's a bigger deal than people realize.
It is, and you got a multi-billion dollar platform, and half of the buying public doesn't use it. So our goal is to make it a safer place, and that's what we're trying to do with the app.
Well, I think it's a great app, I think it's a great product, and I think it's for a great cause, and I want to let people know more about the background on it, how you got it started. You also have another app that is absolutely fascinating to me, so I'm just going to tease that for when we get you in here live next week in studio. We're all really excited about it, and I want to say thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you next week, Josh.
Okay, bye.
He sounds like a sweet guy.
Definitely. I forgot to name the app a couple more times. BevScore is the name. It will be out soon. Do not forget that. It will help women stay safer when online dating. And you know, one thing you forgot to mention, this will help men stay safe as well. Women can be serial killers too.
Sure.
I mean, it has to, in the history of Tinder that is absolutely blown up in our country, there has to be at least one guy who was sexually assaulted by a woman from Tinder, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
It has to have happened.
I feel bad that we should probably have some kind of story or statistic to go with that, but I don't have anything. I just imagine that you're right.
God.
Yeah.
Now we're like just doing another thing to make men look bad on our show.
It's like getting a bad driver on Uber.
Yeah. You know, it is kind of like that, though, the way you can rate the drivers on Uber. It is kind of what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a similar idea.
Yeah, it's similar.
Zach, we only have like 1 minute left. Did you have any other stories?
I got one weird
Since your
thing.
Stories aren't weird stories this week, they're just mainstream media.
It's not a particularly...
You
want to
talk about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech on Tuesday or something?
Who's Benjamin Netanyahu?
Don't worry about it. Continue.
You're so much more informed than me, Kevin. I'm always impressed. Thank you for name dropping. You know, remember that story? It was Lamar Odom found unconscious at a brothel.
Yeah.
Okay, there was something interesting about that right. I didn't see a whole lot of people cover. Whenever they found him, paramedics or whoever, obviously he had a bunch of drugs in his system. Supposedly he spent like $75,000 at this place, partied for days. He was all over the place. It's lucky the guy made it out alive, I think.
God, but you were in a good place in life if you can drop $75,000 to party.
Oh, I know.
God.
People were all concerned he was going to die. Like, the second that came out, I was like, he's going to be fine. People were like, how could you say that? How do you know? I was like, because, dude, that guy's like in like peak physical health.
If I were that guy, I wouldn't even care if I died. That guy was in heaven before he even died, if you're in that situation.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that guy's an athlete. Like, that's his whole life.
He's got tons of money. He's in great shape. Surrounded by whores, drugs.
Yeah, if you can go drop that kind of money, you're fine. But here's what got me about it. When police showed up, he didn't have a phone or any kind of personal belongings.
Yeah.
And the story that they're running with is an unknown thief entered and took his stuff and took off. And all I can think is like,
no way. Somebody bailed him out. Dude.
Somebody lifted
a
that.
A cleaner came in and took care of that for him.
I saw that and was like, how is nobody talking
Ray
about
Donovan
this?
Ray Donovan showed up and got that stuff out.
Yeah, that's absurd. Like, oh yeah, his phone is up. Somebody just took it. No way, dude. Somebody lifted that. He had some nasty stuff on that.
I think you're exceedingly naive to assume that that's even a possibility.
Yeah, so. That's absurd. And yet, it goes unheard.
Well, we got to take a real quick break. When we get back, I still don't know. I promise I'll pull some stuff together. Usually we have an organized schedule. No, we really don't. That's, even bother?
I got one more news story.
All right, we got one more story and some other stuff to get to when we get back. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
This band's my favorite, man. Don't you love him? Oh, man, you want a beer?
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/The Status Bro Show.
Hey, do you know about the party after the show?
still be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined in studio by Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Bro-nichiwa.
I feel like my board operating tonight has been a little sloppy. Like, I'm bringing the music down too fast or something.
It's not just your board operating, it's your delivery, too. Really, everything.
Really? Everything's been a little off? Because I always think when we haven't done the show for a while that I'm better. Like, I'm more on my game. Like, I'm all fired up and energetic. But maybe not. Maybe that's just all in my head. I don't know.
Look, either way, I'm impressed that you can host a show, run the music, and run the board all at the same time.
I insist on it. I think it would make me far less effective if I was sitting here letting you run the board for me. It would just throw my whole thing off.
Look, those of you that haven't met him, you don't know, but here's how it is. Kevin is a song and dance man. He is. This guy's a one-man band. You all over the place.
What does that even mean?
It means you can do a lot at the same time. You're good at multitasking.
I think it might mean I'm a control freak.
Yeah, that too. But, I mean, look at you. You're incredible. I'm sitting over here with my laptop, cruising through Reddit. It's good stuff, and you're over there working hard, and I'm just relaxing and, you know, enjoying
the show. I
feel
like what I did this week, though, is I brought the music down too quick.
Nah, I think you're all right.
You know, like, say if it's like right here, and then, like, I started talking, and I just went, welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
No, you didn't do it
that
fast.
I didn't do that? Just making
sure, I think
you're
okay. You brought it down a little faster than normal. I think normally it's a little bit more of a fade, but overall, I'd say you're all right.
I think I just get overexcited when it's been a while since we did a show. I get backed up, in a sense.
Backed up?
It's kind of like when... is a good example. Say your girlfriend went out of town for maybe a week or 10 days, something long, something that actually affected you physically.
Backed up.
And then you actually get with her the first time, and it's like the first time you ever kissed a girl. So once you get into the, you know, the whole thing, you explode in like 2 seconds because it's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I forgot how great this all is.
You couldn't wait.
That's what I do with the radio. Yeah. I'm popping off every 10 seconds here.
I just get overexcited.
That's my problem.
You're pulling music down too fast. You're pulling it back up too fast.
I think that's exactly it.
I think our last couple of segments were a little long, actually.
Yeah, which is weird. I'm usually good about that. You know how I'll set a timer and make sure we're all watch the clocks, make sure we're all good to go? I've just been completely, haven't watched it at all this week.
Seat of our pants this week, folks.
Yeah, what are you going to do? And you know what? I censored myself a little bit, and I can't believe I did that.
Why? Wait, when?
We're going to start doing our show on Periscope so people can watch, and we were on Periscope this week. We didn't really announce it. I don't know what we're going to do there, but I remember we were on there and knew a couple people were watching, so I went to burp, and I muted my mic. I'm like, dude, this is Status Bro. I've burped on this show since show one.
Right.
I don't know why I did that.
You know what the problem is? It's like when we had the Ustream. It's the same thing. We were streaming the show live before when we did it, but you didn't want to do it, and we all kind of settled on it just wasn't a good idea because we didn't like that people could kind of see the behind the scenes.
No, the reason I quit on the Ustream thing is because we just weren't getting that many people. It was too much of a hassle and not enough return. Nobody was really watching it.
How many people have been on Periscope?
Well, that's our first day doing it, Zach. Give me a break, buddy.
Oh, right. Silly me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I can't make magic happen overnight.
I was trying to set up like a professional thing with like a stream. And you're just doing it from your phone. But you're right. Your idea is much better.
You're telling
than mine.
Me that you're not glad you don't have to deal with that anymore?
I'm just saying that you seem to shut it down pretty quickly. Now, suddenly you're on board with this Periscope thing. And I was trying to do the whole visual thing like a couple of years ago.
All right. Well, you know, I've been doing some work for some other people these days who are better than I am at promoting online and otherwise, and they said you should totally be doing this. They supported that idea.
I'm like John Carr. I'm ahead of my time.
Okay, I don't remember being clamoring to bring back the Ustream once we got rid of it, first of all. Second, I don't remember you complaining once that we weren't doing it anymore.
Okay, look, Kevin, you're the boss. You're the host. You tell me to do something,
don't
I just
the
do
you're
it.
The boss card. That is so cheap. That is
but it's
so
true.
Cheap, Zach.
That's so
you're
cheap,
like, everything's
dude.
Up to you. It's all your decision. Like, you love to do that. And you know that I'll go for it because I'm a control freak.
Yeah, it's easy for me to hide behind. Look, you didn't want to do the Ustream anymore. Andrew didn't really want to do it.
The Ustream kind of sucks.
Andrew didn't want to do anything. He's not any good of a defense.
He sucked at everything. That's just the way it was.
Yeah, he was awful always.
That guy was useless.
Look, the Ustream, you're right. It didn't work out that well, but it was okay. It predated Periscope. Come on, you got to give me that. We were doing Periscope. We were doing Ustream 40 episodes ago.
Yeah, but when we first launched we're wasting so much time on this. When we first launched our show, was Ustream originally that was your baby? That was your dream? You wanted to do that from the get go?
No, Corey originally. No, you had the
I'm
idea.
I'm pretty sure it was my idea.
To do something on audiovisual. Corey said it sucked and it wasn't a good idea. I was the one that actually thought it might be decent. We did it for a while. You thought it sucked. Now you're back on the visual thing.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, dude. Setting up that whole thing with your laptop and the internet, and we always had problems with it. It was a big pain in the ass getting it somewhere where people could see it. And this Periscope thing, you just pull it up on your phone. It takes 2 seconds, and then people can log in and do it way easier than they could when it was Ustream. I mean, it's just you know what? Can we move on past this? I want to talk about the diehard thing.
No, we're not there yet.
Fine.
Look, a wise man once told me that one of the reasons radio is so great, it's such a great platform for communication, delivery, storytelling, even, is because you can't see what you're listening to. You have to use your imagination. It's like being told a bedtime story. Yes, that was you. You said that to me. That was you. You pitched the whole thing. I was convinced.
And those words are still very much true, but it's nice to give people that option. Okay, you and I are both huge Stern fans. Yeah. That's where I've got a lot of my appreciation for the craft of radio.
Sure.
Almost all of it.
Yeah.
So I can sit in my car and listen to Howard and get a massive amount of enjoyment out of it.
Uh-huh.
But if I go to a YouTube video and want to watch a bit of an old Howard Stern thing and say it's a Howard TV clip and not just the audio, it's still just as good because this guy's already done a great job of painting the picture audio-wise, and you know what I mean. The video component does not take anything away from the radio magic.
Howard Stern isn't setting up all those cameras himself. He doesn't have to worry about broadcasting and all that.
Somebody, that doesn't have anything to do with your point.
It does. Is that you're already running a whole thing over there. You got two computers in front of you, a board, you got an iPad, and a phone.
That's why you're in charge of the Periscope.
But you're doing it. It's over there with you. I can't do it from over here. It's a crappy angle. You can't see anything
good.
It's
a work in progress. I set this up 5 minutes before the show.
Nobody wants to look at my ugly mug.
Nobody
it's
wants to look at me
you.
Either, dude. Oh, that's why I'm on the radio.
Right.
I'm
but
no
you're running
star.
The Periscope. But you see what you say? Never mind.
You know what?
Let's move on.
Let's talk about the diehard
thing.
Because that annoys me as well. Almost as much as not being able to get a Back to the Future USA Today. Almost as much as not being able to see naked chicks in Playboy anymore.
Playboy.
I want to talk about a Back to the Future movie without Bruce Willis.
A diehard movie without Bruce Willis.
A diehard movie without Bruce Willis.
You're still tied up in the Back to the Future thing. Okay,
I am.
This is news to me. I hadn't
heard
this.
It's been all Back to the Future all week.
I hadn't heard this before like a couple hours ago, so you probably heard this earlier this week, I'd imagine. Last week? When did you hear this?
Yeah, a couple days ago. It's still pretty fresh in my mind.
Apparently, 20th Century Fox is developing a diehard origin story for John McClane to be a prequel. It's John McClane set in the 70s. They're speculating it'll be called Die Hard Year One.
Retarded. Everything about it is horrible.
Stupid.
I mean, a lot of what made the original Die Hard great, and correct me if I'm wrong, is he was supposed to be kind of, I mean, of course, cops go above and beyond most people, most civilians, but John McClane was supposed to be a cop who was all of a sudden placed in this unbelievably insane situation.
Absolutely.
That no one would have been able to deal with. And the fact that he's just an average Joe is what makes it great. If he's some guy who has this background of being an ultimate badass, it ruins the first Die Hard.
Right. In the later films in Die Hard, that's what they end up in. But I'd say Die Hard 1, 2, and maybe even 3, he's still that normal guy.
He's pretty normal.
Yeah. In Die Hard 2, I love that quote from him. He's like, how can the same stuff happen on the same night twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just absurd, the situation he's put
in. It's
like
even the character can recognize the absurdity.
That's what makes it so great.
That is fantastic.
That's where the comedy comes from. That's why you get a couple of laughs out of it. That's what makes it so good.
It's great.
An action movie for dudes.
It's
and
great.
Chicks, if they're into that. But it's the whole origin story is it's a cash-in.
There's two ways it can go.
Sure.
Either it's an origin story that's one of those crazy, over-the-top, die-hard type adventures that all take place in a short period of time where he's dealing with something totally unexpected.
Which would be absurd.
Or it could be like a background in his life in the police force, which is just, why?
Pointless.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. Either you make Die Hard 6, or you just let the whole thing go.
Yeah.
That's
and they
it.
Need to let the whole thing go.
And then let the whole thing go.
Or maybe even reboot it, but don't try to do a prequel to something you've already got going. If you give John McClane an awesome story in the 70s before the Nakatomi incident in Die Hard 1, it's not going to be cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be pointless. And who's going to play young John McClane? Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Who are they going to give that? Yeah, no. Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, to give him that same makeup
best
from
bet.
Looper,
yeah.
It would look pretty good.
That's their best shot. Otherwise, they're going to get Channing Tatum or somebody who sucks.
All right. I don't know how many of our listeners have ever actually been to a sperm bank, but I've always wondered, what kind of porn did they actually give you to, do the deed? We're going to talk about that coming up right after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Remember, there's no business like bro business. The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190. I was going over the
And we're back on the Status Quo on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. Did you hear that, Zach?
Yeah.
That was a nice fade, right?
It's still going.
It's good, though, right?
Yeah, it's not
That's
so
That's nice
bad.
And steady. That's what I'm used to.
Yeah, here, it slide right out.
Yeah, today I've been, I've been a little drastic.
You're
little
really going
today.
Slow in the pot over there. Look at you.
Well, this is what I do. I'll put it down to like a conversational level, and then once we're in the middle of talking, like that's when I'll slowly.
Right.
That's like my whole thing.
Right, that's what I meant. Like earlier your fade, it wasn't bad the way you were fading out the music, just it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
That was your whole problem.
It wasn't pro status. It wasn't the caliber
it was still
of quality we're used to.
It wasn't amateur status, that's for sure.
But you know, on the Status Bro, a lot of times we'll talk about something that we can't talk about on the air during the break, but it'll spark a conversation that maybe we can talk about on the air if we're a little bit gentle about it.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those situations.
Agreed.
So we were talking about the story that I told Josh about my buddy and I looking at the Penthouse magazine in the Books a Million.
Right, in public.
Yeah, in public. And how Penthouse magazine isn't like Playboy. It's not just pictures of naked chicks.
No.
I mean, there's pictures of like full on the deed.
Yeah. Playboy is artsy. Penthouse is explicit.
It could be any number of things. I mean, it could be coitus, it could be a beach, you just don't know.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff. So Zach and I were wondering if a guy is doing a photo shoot where he's technically, you know, being with a woman.
Right.
The guy can't actually be in motion.
No.
Because the pictures will come up blurry.
Right. It would be motion blur there. He has to stop.
So what that has to mean is that technically the guy is having sex with a woman while being completely still.
He's posing.
And how is that fun?
Right.
How is that cool?
There's nothing actually happening there.
Nothing's actually happening.
No.
Which also means that that guy probably never gets all the way home.
Never.
There's no happy ending there.
There's no friction.
There's no way he says, everybody clear out while I finish this.
There's none of the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, there's nothing ever going on.
How disappointing is that?
That has to be terrible.
That is terrible.
The only way I could think of where it would be cool is maybe you bang the chick right before the scene. But I know me.
Of course, you have to bang the chick. Like, yeah, but the only way it'd be cool is if you bang the chick.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, sure.
But, I mean, knowing me, for my age, I mean, my whole life, I swear, my sex drive is something that has just never diminished. I'm still like a 15-year-old guy in school. Like, I 10 seconds later, I'm ready to go again.
Right.
So I would think that even if that was the case, during the shoot, it would still be torture.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm like, I'm doing something awesome that's also excruciating work at the same, like, that just, it's two things there that I don't think any man truly wants to combine.
Yeah, you're right. It's like if your parents bought you an Xbox for Christmas and then like, oh, you can look at it, you just can't play it.
Exactly.
It's pointless.
You can hold it in your hands.
Yeah.
And you can, yeah, but you never get to
tell you what, you can even boot up to the menu. But yeah. You can't play any games. Like, what's the fun in that? That's horrible. That's torture.
There's no satisfaction.
Oh, so close and yet
it's
so
absolutely
far.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, it is.
So that brings me to my next topic. Zach, have you ever... I know you haven't.
No.
I know I...
No.
You've never been to a sperm bank.
Never.
It seems terrifying to me.
It's one of those things that...
Not terrifying, but just really gross.
To me, it seems like a lot more work than it needs to be. It seems like there's a lot going on there. Apparently, they have, like, very rigorous testing policies for, like, getting people in there for regular, you know...
Yeah, I know. And for
contributions,
me,
donations.
For me, doing that is something I hold sacred. It's a very personal, ritualistic experience in a lot of ways.
Oh, dude, I'm broke and I got student loans. I would totally do that.
I know. I'm just saying it's something that I would not enjoy the experience.
No,
it would be
right.
Terrible, and it could almost ruin what I'm doing at home. No, I take that back. Nothing could ever ruin that. We're always going to do that.
Which is
there's no
creepy.
Problem there.
I think most dudes feel that way. I would imagine. I kind of feel that way. Of course. Like,
yeah.
You're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
it
whole
is.
Thing. Which makes you wonder what kind of dudes are the ones that actually get in there and are doing that regularly. You know, what are they into?
Yeah, and you're a guy and who...
They're like the guy with the shield, from the Shield, with the fridge full of, you know, stuff.
It is like, yeah, it's just like that guy.
Yeah, it's weird.
But you're a guy, I think, who throws beats more often than me.
Yeah, that is true.
And I need to clarify this, because I've said this on the show before, and I don't want it to sound bad. I think it's come off not the way I intended. I would say, I don't do it as much because I don't need to as much. And that doesn't mean, like, that I'm getting more action than you, or
no.
That I'm having sex more. That's not what I'm trying to imply. I'm just trying to imply that I don't ever really feel the desire often to do that. Every once in a blue moon, yeah, like, couple times a month, I'll be like, ooh, this is going to be cool. I'll do that.
Yeah, you're never particularly chasing a rush of dopamine.
Exactly.
That never sounds good to you.
Well, it does, but I'll do it through some other, you know, through a couple of brewskis or, you know, something
like exactly.
That.
You'll pursue other options.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. I prefer that if I'm going to do that, if that's going to be my outlet, that it's the real deal.
Right, I'm like, I don't care. It's the same either way.
But. Yeah, mine's almost like brushing my teeth. It's like, I don't want to do it. After I did it, I'm glad I did, but I'll do it because I eventually needed to, not because it was a hobby.
I kind of feel that way sometimes. And I feel like maybe that's just me getting older. You know, the more I do it, the more I'm just like, this is not getting me anywhere. Yeah. This is pointless. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll be like you someday. Maybe I'll be a purist.
I went on a tear for a while last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
A tear?
Yeah.
What is a tear for you?
2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's an incredible tear.
And one day I did it twice.
Mine is like 6 times in 6 hours. That's a tear. Yeah. Mine is like,
I like to do that with banging.
Mine is like 3 times in 90 minutes. That's a tear. Yeah. Your tears.
Dude, for me, that was extremely, like, extraordinarily out of character. But I think it had been like a month or two before I'd actually watched any porn. So I kind of realized that because I'd been alone a little bit this last week and was like, oh my God. And so I was like a kid in a candy store again, like, you know, looking at all kinds of porn, like going to all my go-to faves, and I got carried away. But as far as the sperm banks go, I've always wondered what kind of porn they have in there. And I would assume that the raciest thing they have would be a penthouse. Like, that's like the gold standard.
Sure, like a hustler maybe, yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah. No, it wouldn't be a Playboy, obviously.
Well, dude, there's this place called Manhattan Cryobank. I don't know where exactly. I mean, I assume it's in Manhattan. I don't know. But they're like the Four Seasons of sperm banks.
No, come on.
Yeah, no, seriously. They used to get porn magazines from the distributor, like, fill stock rooms with it and cycle it out so that people had fresh stuff. But now it's even better. Now there's an actual computer in there and you can like look stuff up.
Well, that would obviously be the next logical step.
But I don't know that I could get myself in the zone to like get excited and think about like, ooh, what do I want to search? Dude. If I'm hospital or a doctor's office type setting,
Did you ever see old school banks, how they used to have those like plastic or like rubber covers that would go over all the keyboards at the cash registers?
Sure, yeah.
That's what they would have in there, and it would be weird.
Yeah,
you'd be
right,
like, dude. Yeah, dude, this is, I don't know what's been on this.
Okay, but the way this works from what I can see on the screen is it's like a kind of a flat screen TV with a touch screen thing.
What?
Somebody's not going to be dropping, you know, you're not going to be decorating the touch screen thing.
Well, obviously, no, you're going to be decorating a receptacle, of course.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's the whole thing.
It is still a little more, but I mean, come on, wouldn't you feel like you'd want rubber gloves to handle even a penthouse?
Yeah,
nobody's
washing their hands in there. I'm sure they got some hand sanitizer or something, but dude,
there has to be a guy at least a couple of times who got carried away and missed the receptacle.
Yep. You know that screen is nasty. Whatever's happened there, like, it's no
but
good.
I'd still rather have that than just a porn mag.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Because the porn mag is somehow worse, because they could wipe off the screen. They could get some kind of, you know, alcohol solution, whatever, and wipe it down. Be like, all right, that's germ-free. The porn mag? No, sir.
Everything about the porn mag is worse.
Yeah, everything is worse.
I need to see things in motion. I just do. I've been spoiled that way, living in
you
the time that I do. No, I can't go back. I'm too far gone.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that, because that's how it's supposed to be. That's the best.
Sure.
Yeah, so if I ever have to go to a sperm bank, you know what I would honestly do if I had to go to a sperm bank?
What?
I would pull out my iPhone.
Yes. I imagine most people do that.
Yeah. Like, why would you even need those?
It's not like they take your phone and put it in a little cubby holder for when you get back out. Yeah, no. They're like, dude, go nuts. You probably bring your iPad.
I'd be the first guy in there who'd come in with my MacBook and be like, look, I'm just going to take this with me. Why is that a problem?
Yeah, I'm just going to take my own reading material, my own study tools, and I'll be fine.
The new porno in a sperm bank is the Wi-Fi password.
No, you're not wrong. That is the best option.
So tell me, why have you never actually gone to a sperm bank then, if you've thought about it?
Because I'm young, I guess, and I just never really thought that would be an option for me.
I know people pay you for plasma. Is there really a place you can go where they pay you for loads?
I went to a plasma place once. I remember talking to you about this.
Did you actually do it, though?
No, I bailed. I couldn't. I got in there, and I was just like, dude, I cannot justify somebody sticking a needle into my arm and paying me money for it. Like, it just sounds horrible.
I feel like it was a pride thing, though, and I know lots of people. I mean, I've known lots of people over the years who've done the plasma thing.
Right, but the other thing about the sperm thing is, of course, the reason most people won't do it because you'd have a kid running around, most likely.
Yes, that's incredibly
creepy.
I can't
live with that.
I can't either.
No.
No way.
Nope.
All right, well, that's pretty much all we have for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. You can hear me on 97.1 The Eagle from now until midnight. Also, tomorrow night until 11, make sure you check out Loud and Local. See, at the Youngblood Lewis, great job. Thanks for joining us, as always, my friend.
Ghostbusters 2 is cool.
Ghostbusters 2 is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is supposed to be the end of the world.
I think so.
That's all we have for this week. We'll see you guys next Saturday on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.